right train?" said my 10-year-old daughter as we were boarding to head home. We were living in Stuttgart, Germany in 2012, and I had just started a new job. It was going to require a commute from our house to my job across one of Europe's busiest intersections. And I hate to drive, honestly, so I decided it was time to ride the trains. I really loved riding the trains. I would head out my front door, past the first bakery, past the gelato shop, past another bakery, and then onto the train. I knew that I was on time, and that the world and everything was just kind of right when I would see the regular characters on my commute. At the bottom of the stairs, when I got off to transfer, it was Archie and Edith Bunker. That's what I call them in my mind, anyway. He was a little bit balding, always smoking. Him and his wife were just always standing at the bottom of the stairs. Her hair was smoke damaged and tousled. And in my head, I could just always hear her going, "Archie! Archie! I think we're gonna miss a train, Archie!" But I loved that. Then I'd go up the stairs to wait for my next train. And right out of a video game, along comes Mario and Luigi. Luigi's fully decked in green, and Mario in the red and the blue. The only thing missing was their hats. And so that just felt right, and I just loved the train. Well, a year prior to that is the story I really want to share with you about the time when my daughter had delivered those lines to me. It's 2011, and we had gone down into the city for a festival and taken the two youngest children, and it was time to head home about 8:30 at night, get them home to bed on time. And so we head to the underground station, because all of the stations in the inner city were underground. And there were several trains, and I said, "Oh, here's our train, let's go." And that's when she said, "Daddy, are you sure this is the right train?" "Of course it is, come on, let's go." So we get on the train. First stop, no problem. As we're coming up to the second stop, on the overhead we hear, it's all German. And we don't speak any German, and we barely understand any German at this point. And so we're like, "I wonder what they said. I wonder if we're supposed to get off the train or something." Well, everyone else in our train car, and there was, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 people at that time, they all get off. And we really think again, maybe they did tell us to get off the train. Well, it's only a few seconds later, and we get what we think might be the answer. As the train pulls away from the station, all of the Germans on the platform are just staring in horror and pointing, "Who are these characters still on the train? Why are they still on the train?" At least that's what I'm thinking they're thinking at that point. Well, now we don't know what to think, and we have a little bit of this anxiety about what's going to happen next. The train goes a little bit and then slows and then stops. And then the lights go out. And then my daughter screamed because, oh my gosh, what is happening? The train has stopped. Is it taking a break? Or is it done for the night? Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? Pull out our cell phones. Nope, no signal. We're underground and it's only 2011. They don't have internet underground right now. But the lights work on the phone. So we're using the cell phone lights to figure out, like, what's our situation? What can we do? Obviously, we can't call someone. I look out the window, and in the faint light that the train was giving off, I could see on the wall a little stick figure, like, running or something, 450 meters this way, and another one this way, 950 meters. Gotta be an escape. There has to be there. There has to be an exit. But what am I going to find when I get there? A ladder to the surface? Another station? I have no idea. What if I do get out? Do I really want to be on the train tracks, in the dark tunnel, in the middle of the night, or whatever? This can't go well. Well, eventually we figure out that there is an emergency handle. There's enough English to help us out. And I think, you know what? If there's someone paying attention to this train, and we pull that, they'll help us. I don't care what the consequences are. So we pop the door, hydraulic door opens up. All right, now we've got to get down and figure out what's next. Well, trains have a platform a lot like this stage, but we're about 5, 5.5, 6 feet off the ground. So I have to carefully jump down and help the family down. And then, of course, make sure that there's no trains coming, because what do we do if one does? All right, so we start walking towards what we think is the shortest way out. And around the corner comes the driver of the train with a flashlight. And he is not happy at all. I think I ruined his smoke break, honestly. So he angrily speaks to us in German and then escorts us to the front of the train. The front of the train takes us up into the engine car, and there's a bench, and he just sternly pointing, like, you know, you all just put your butts right there and don't move. Yes, sir. We can understand that. Well, he takes a couple more minutes to finish his break or whatever he's doing and, you know, wait for these Americans to calm down. And pulls the train back into the station. It's not very far, probably the other 400 meters that we hadn't walked yet. And opens the door and, again, more angry pointing. Basically tells us to get out. And so a few things I learned from this experience that came in handy later. Ask if you don't know. Find someone. And if your daughter says, Daddy, are you sure this is the right train? You've got a choice to make. Get her home to bed on time, or give her an experience she'll never forget. If you find yourself in the foreign territory of riding trains in Germany, a couple of things to keep in mind. Most of the announcements are now in both German and English. And, nächste Halt, Schwabstrasse. Dieser Zug endet dort. Alle aussteigen. Roughly translates to get the heck off the train.